We invite you to close your eyes. And within your internal landscape, we ask that you extend the invitation to others to come join us in the room. We invite the energy of Gaia to come be with us. We invite the energy of all the precious plants and animals that come from Gaia. Perhaps there is a precious animal you have a deep connection with. Let us etherically invite those animals to be with us now, perhaps even sit on your lap. We invite the elementals of Gaia, please come join us. We invite those from the other side of the veil, our soul family, that are no longer here in the physical, but forever with us in the non-physical, we invite them to come into this room and have their presence felt even stronger. We invite the ancestors to come in and be with us. And finally, we invite the Star Mothers, the Pleiadians, to come and join us in this room. Make their presence known so that we can feel them coming even closer to us. And now that we have this beautiful entourage joining us, those who are even calling in, shall we say, they are invited as well. And with the room filled to capacity, let us now move to Kryon and the message.
Greetings, dear ones. I am Kryon of Magnetic Service. There was a time when my partner sat down in this chair in front of a group, that the kind of energy that you're feeling today was not there. That it took a very long time before those in the audience and sitting in the chairs could actually cognize that a paradigm shift was taking place in energy. I just started, but even before the channel was there, it seems like a portal opens up, one that gives you chills, perhaps, if you're prone to chills, that know something is different. Now I am free to give you some of the most surprising changes in information. Whereas in another time, decades ago, all I was really able to do was to say hello. This is the change on this planet. But more than that, it reflects that which I have said all along. This dark-like battle that is on the planet right now is not just survivable. Light is winning. For all of those who would doubt that, there is so much evidence you are not being seen as light workers even. There's so much evidence that are not available to most people. And yet, even those who would not attend a meeting like this are sensing that something is coming. We have been telling you for years that the snowball is rolling down the hill. And this was our way of saying this snowball, which is enormous and collecting energy as it goes, is a snowball of light, and it cannot be stopped. There are those who say, you can't tell the future. And even Spirit has said you cannot tell the future because the future is held by what humans will do. That's correct. But if you know the snowball is rolling down the hill, you know where it may land. And you know what light does. And you have a good idea what will happen when it lands. What happens with darkness when light shows up. You don't have to be a futurist to know that if you turn on the light switch, you're going to see light in the room. So it's not fortune telling. It's like an assured reality. And you are here in the dimness of a time during that which is the shift. The 36-year window of opportunity to do a lot, and you are and have almost all of the things that have made a difference to your culture that is remarkable has happened in that time since 1994. And even after the year 2030, when that window starts to close, the snowball will be there. Somehow it will be still landing. And some of that, if you can understand, is still rolling. Light begets light. Darkness does not know it's dark. It has no way of increasing its intelligence to be darker. It's going to do the same old things it always did. And as humanity starts to become more enlightened and wake up to it, they'll look at it and go, "You again? You're kidding." And that's going to be the demise, dear ones, of old paradigms that used to work and that don't today. We've also given you another attribute and metaphor, and we have mentioned it, and we're going to continue. We're going to continue because it is the subject of the day, of even planning on giving channels on that online next month. It's called the thinning veil. And we told you that there are those who believe that the processes of spirit, of the creative source, or God, or whatever you wish to call it, the processes remain the same. And the argument is that God is the same yesterday, today, and forever. And again, for those who have not heard this or listening to this now, as many will who are not here, the argument goes like this. Yes, this is indeed the attributes of the Creator and love and the compassion from the other side. It doesn't change. What changes is humans and their reactions and their abilities and what they can do that is different. The barrier between the other side of the veil and you, this veil, is starting to thin. That metaphor just means that things which were not known before, or even suggested before, or even thought about, are starting to come through that veil. And one of the ones that we want to tell you about that is so important to those who are awakening, those who are discovering compassion and realizing that there is a greater truth that you were told, all those are starting to feel and understand much more than they were ever taught. It's tough to get past that, which is what I will call the programming, the narrative, of the way you were told God works. Once you get past the fact that it is not a human template, as you've been told, for God. God does not punish. God does not keep track of who did what. God does not tell you that if you don't worship one master, all the rest of you are dying. This is a human template, dear ones. This is how humans behave. That's a leadership that humans made up. God is love. Every single human on this planet stepped in that wind of birth, just like you did, went to their various countries, their various cultures, and are here because so many are starting to awaken at many, many levels. Not at levels that would necessarily bring them to a meeting like this, but a curiosity level. And it's happening almost immediately to young people who are looking at what they were told, and silently in their minds, they're saying, that sounds a bit dysfunctional to me. What else might there be that makes more sense? How about a God that loves you, that knows your name? How about a system that you're only here on this earth for a little while? That death has no sting, and that you go in that essence of you somewhere else, and you might even return to help the planet once again. With this thinning veil, paradigm shift is inevitable. Yesterday, we gave you some ideas on how to treat common things that you might be asking yourself instead of going and reaching out to so many others who may have some answers that are good, but why not instead ask the source that you can do now with this thinning veil? Dear Spirit, tell me what I should do, where I should go. Help lead me. There are those sitting in the chairs today in front of me that may have one idea of why you came. That's linear. That's extremely human. You don't see what I see, that when you get up from your chair, perhaps go into the world, go home, you may find your dreams a little different. You may find that you're asking yourselves things. You may find you're a little less distressed. And then you may actually realize what is taking place, that while you sat in the chair and gave allowance for this portal, that things are being poured to you. As you will accept them, they're being poured to you. It'll change how you react, what you do next, what you will see. More than that, solutions are being poured to you. Solutions for everyday common things. Those around you, relationships, money, the things that you have decided are a certain way or may have to be a certain way, and you've tried this and you've tried that, the seeds are being planted right now within you of mastery to see a way out. And sometimes it's only how you perceive it. When you start thinking in a different manner, when you start realizing who you are and what you can do, things start to change around you. Sometimes the very stimulus of the problems, they will change. So instead of you getting out of a situation that you don't want to be in, the situation will change itself, and you will be in the same area, standing there, smiling, and saying, I had no idea I could do that. I had no idea. And then when you realize what has happened around you, you realize that it's benevolent. Did you know that where you walk, you can create benevolence? This is new. This is not you against the world. This is you changing the world. That is a whole new idea. This is going to change some very common things that those who are old souls do, or those who are in the movement, even called that New Age, will do. And this is controversial because you will be looked at by other healers, perhaps, or others that have never heard this message and going, what are you doing? When you say, well, you know, I'm not clearing anymore. What? Don't you know that you have to clear wherever you're moving into, or if you're working with a patient, or you're walking into areas you don't know about? Don't you know you have to clear that? I mean, look at all the negativity that could be there. An old paradigm will say this: the negativity is there. Yep. The new paradigm will say, yes, the negativity is still there. But the new paradigm will say this, and immediately when I walk into the room, it frightens them and they leave. Because I hold a light they've never seen. New to them, it is. And this is the biggest truth I could give you. I want you to stand by for watching things change around you simply because you're you. What have you been told for eons, mostly by those who are trying to help you, is that you really don't stand a chance around that which is dark and negative. You've got to clear this, get out of the way, be careful. Don't do this, don't do that. And suddenly, that's all gone. It's all gone because the light-dark quotient has shifted. The veil is thinner, pouring to you that which your 24th pair of chromosomes has needed and wanted. It's coming up through the earth and the nodes and the nulls. It's coming through the veil. And you have the ability to be light wherever you walk. Imagine. Something I had to teach my partner, who made a living going into hotel rooms, you might say, when he traveled and traveled and traveled and traveled. And in an old paradigm of 2 decades ago, he was careful. Before he opened the door of a hotel room, perhaps even a foreign country or this country, didn't matter, he would stop for a moment and say, I wonder what's happened in there. And then he'd get the answer very clearly, everything. And he'd stop for a moment, and there would be a clearing, and there might be an affirmation or whatever it was that he would say before he walked in. And then I told him to stop it. And he said, well, what's gonna happen next? And I said, why don't you find out? So we'd walk up to the doors of these hotel rooms, perhaps hundreds of years old, and open the door. And it wasn't his imagination as he heard the dark whistling past his ears as it left before he ever walked in. It knew what was on the other side of the door. And it wasn't the channeler. It was the man who was starting to awaken to his own power of light. A power of compassion and benevolence where negativity could not exist. This room, this large room that all of you are in the past, there would be those come in the day before and clear. And there would be smudging and there would be singing and all that. And I said to my partner, no more. Because when those light workers who gave of their resources to come here, they gave their intent to sit in the chairs. That is light, and it comes in the door, and no darkness has a chance here. None. And it's not here now, dear ones. No matter what anybody would tell you, this is a portal you created when you sat down. How many of you know that? Where two or more are gathered. Yet again, we use the phrase as well. It is a common knowledge that you gain the power of the other one. It becomes exponential, perhaps. And when you sit together in this new energy with a light that you carry, it opens portals where you sit. Real ones, benevolent ones. And the kinds of portals which are transitional, they leave when you leave. They open when you arrive. Not the traditional kind that open and stay there for eons. This is you creating elements on this planet that never existed before. Sacred places where you can actually create more awakening than is possible without you sitting together. This is the new human. There are often those of you who will have things for protection. Now, this is not new. Many of the belief systems of the planet have you going and getting things that will protect you, and then you'll wear them on your neck, or you'll carry them with you, or you have them in your home. This, dear ones, sometimes involves even that which is the crystals and all those things that are beautiful. Now, here's what I'm going to tell you. Continue it, but you don't need it. Sometimes it's just beautiful to surround yourself with these things and the memories of that which you love the most. The beauty of the stones, the jewelry, the crystals, all of these things which are so attractive and have energy among themselves that you can feel. It's like having your family around you. But I want you to know something. They're no longer protecting you. You're protecting them. Wherever you walk and wherever you live, you can claim this light in your home. You can move the energies around if you wish. You can make them commensurate with the planet through that which is feng shui. All of these things that you can do to help that which you are already. A beacon of light. And if you don't feel like you're a beacon of light, this is the time in this portal for you to understand you can become one in an instant by removing the filter. Dear Spirit, you might say, listen, I'm now starting to understand and realize what is being told me. I don't feel like I'm light. I've never felt like I'm light. So Spirit will say to you right now, in this portal, all of you who feel less than or unworthy, remove the filter and we'll help you right now. Let's get rid of the filter. And I want you to figuratively stand tall and know that that is not who you are. It's not who you ever were. Don't believe anybody who ever told you you're less than magnificent. Now is the time in this portal. Drop the filter if you wish. If it's your intent, that is what you can do right now. Drop the filter. That filter that has always filtered that beautiful light, which was yours in both directions. And I want you to start feeling it and understanding it, because your life will change. And then I will remind you, that's why you came. That is why you said yes. I want you just to ponder that for a while. And we'll move into something completely different, but very, very related. And so it is.
We ask that you remain within the energy, for we have a story that we wish to tell. Once upon a time, a long time ago, there was a place called Lemuria. And in Lemuria, there were a group of children who were being taught by a star mother. Oh, this star mother was seen as someone who was so magical. She had real magic. She could do things that others within their village could not. And she was always filled with so much love and compassion for all of them. When a star mother came into the room, you paid attention. One day in school, the star mother did something magical. She asked the children to lie down, for they were to go on a meditation. Now I ask you, children, do not find it very easy to lie still. And yet, because of the magic of this star mother, she was able to meld with their mind. And in this melding of the minds, she took them on a journey. And within this journey, They travelled home. Home is where they were taught they really existed and belonged to. Home was where all those who had left the village had gone to through the eternal pool. Home was where the Creator lived, who knew them by name and loved each and every one of them. So you can imagine the experience that these children had during this particular mind meld and journey home. Many of these children met those on the other side, their grandparents. For some it was their brother. For some it was their sister. Those who they had never thought that they would see again. There they were, in front of them, as real could be. And when the meditation had ended, the children came back, knowing absolutely that what they had experienced was true. And the children were greeted by their families as they left school that day. For you see, each and every one of those family members had also experienced this one-time meld with the Star Mother that allowed them to travel home. There were so many questions for those children, for they knew they had also seen those they had loved and lost. And here is where the story gets good. For the story is true. And it is the reason the Circle of 12 exists. For you see, the meditation that Kryon takes you on is patterned after the Star Mothers. And so we invite you now to sit back and relax and enjoy your own journey home.
Greetings, dear ones. I'm Kryon. Come a little closer. Is it possible that you, as a human being in the flesh, in four dimensions that you sit in right now, could visit your soul? In the past, this would be unheard of unless you were shamanic and had spent those amounts of years and training to prepare yourself for that kind of a journey. Shamans could do it. They learn. But it took a whole bunch of sacrifice, you might say. Most of them did not have partners. They had to deny themselves of certain kinds of things and foods, and just to get to that perfect place where they could meld with the other side of the veil, but especially their own souls. If you ask a shaman, he would tell you, I go to that which is my soul, because that's the storehouse for everything that is. That's interesting. But he's right. She's right. But today, in this energy, this is your legacy. Because shamanism is only a degree of perception of awareness. Yesterday's shaman's energies are today's everyday abilities, if you want them, if you understand them, if you can remove your filters of belief that said that you cannot do this. So we are going to do this together, if you wish. The portal that has been here remains. The idea is this. Metaphorically, you move from that which you understand and is comfortable, where you sit, and you take that etheric part of you more than imagination, you. And you project that across a metaphoric bridge, you might say, to that which is the other side of the veil. And that is your soul. This has not been possible until the last few years, dear ones. And that is why I told my partner to start presenting that perception. Not all understand it or receive it. It's simply a nice meditation for many. And others go there and realize, oh my, I really can be in two places at the same time. And you can. That is a multidimensional aspect which belongs to all of you. Did you know that your very biology had many dimensions to it? Your biology, you might even say, is quantum, even within its own structure. This is part of what will be discovered when it comes to health and healing in the future. Dimensional healing, something that you cannot even see today on any instruments. The patterns will reveal how health works, how chemistry works with other chemistry. The patterns of dimensionality will be seen, and they will reveal not only what's happening, but when it malfunctions, what patterns to replace it with, and how to do it without substances. This is the future. It's you now. What if you take that knowledge of multidimensionality within you and your structure, and why don't you come with me right now across this bridge together? Would you like to do that? Why don't you take my hand and let's go? Figuratively, you leave this body of yours in a beautiful sense, being even a wisp of energy, whatever you want to, or you can be another body if you want to. You see, multidimensionality allows you to be many places at the same time. I want you to cross this bridge with me, hand in hand. And as you cross the bridge, you come to the middle, and there's a kind of a mist there that obfuscates what's on the other side. That's on purpose. You're about to move from the known to the unknown. There is no fear here, because you're going home for a little while. You're going to your real home, the spiritual home. You're going to visit your own soul while you're still alive on the planet. This was taught in the ancients that they could do this. But even the ones that couldn't do that, it was shown to them so they'd know what was there. I want to show you what's there. Come across this mist. The bridge takes you to an area, an energy. It's not even a place. That is incomprehensible to all that go there at first because it makes no sense. So I invite you to make it have sense. What's the most beautiful place that you've ever been or want to go, that is safe and serene? The temperature is perfect. You're standing there. And it feels to you like you've arrived. This is what you want. This is where you are. Every human has that. You might even say, well, it's a place where I'm peaceful. Yes, it is. So become peaceful right now, because you are in that place. Others, it's a place where I have no worries. It's a place where people will see me for who I am and love me. Yes, it is. Yes, they will. Because you have arrived at this soul area of yours, and you have no idea what's there. Not really. It's completely and totally hidden from you. as it should be. Being a human being requires you to be in a bubble of a reality that you're creating for yourself. But look what's happening now. You are creating an avenue to actually cross the bridge, across the veil, and be in this soul of yours. I want to get in an elementary teaching mode and go back to the beginning where I first showed this to others who wanted to be there, listen, and cross the veil with me. I'm going to take you through a door from this beautiful place, if you want to call it that, that you have imagined in your mind. Imagine a door that you're going to go through now with me. It's a big one. And that door has a name on it, right above it. It's a name that you don't recognize. It's written. But if you listen carefully, it's also being sung to you. It's a name that changes all the time. That's mysterious. How could you have a name that changes constantly? This is part of that multidimensional energy I've told you that is just mysterious and confusing and doesn't really make sense to you. How can God hear a billion prayers at once and pay attention and love each one who's saying them? That is in a timeless, multidimensional area. It's the one you're in. I want you to cross through that door. Come through the door. I'm going to ask you, do you give intent to go through the door? For those of you who say, yes, that's why I'm here, come with me. What you have just experienced is an exercise. I had to get your intent, even here, in this meditation, even here. You had to say yes. Through the door you go, that metaphor of intent, you pass through it into a theater in the round. Interesting, if you've ever seen one or gone to one or even could imagine it, where the audience is all around the stage, 360 degrees. And on the stage, there is one chair. And you're going to sit in it. Now, to some, that's frightening. That means you're going to have to perform. Not this time. Who is the audience? You'll see. But you don't have to do anything but listen and understand. And perhaps feel compassion like you never have before. I'm going to lead you down into the audience and down those stairs and then a stairs up onto the stage. The audience has been expecting you. There's a murmur there, and they get quiet because you've arrived. Who is this audience? I would like to introduce to you a concept that you won't understand. You cannot. It truly is beyond human thinking, but that's by design. But I introduce you to it anyway. The idea of timelessness, of no sense of time or structure of time, no clock, no awareness of any kind of movement of one to another as time would have a clicking clock. A concept where things happen all together. A situation where you could sit and watch a movie, perhaps, that kept going and kept going and kept going, and you would never get tired. And you'd be enthralled by the next thing and enthralled, and pretty soon you realize that you sat in a chair for 10 hours, maybe 20 hours, and you weren't tired. You were still enthralled, and you'd get up off the chair, and 3 or 4 seconds had gone by. That's the mystery of timelessness. I will tell you this, time is variable and has been given to you on the planet to structure your paradigm of existence so it makes sense. But you're in your soul. One of the hardest things for you to grasp is this concept. There is no beginning, there is no end. And we have given this to you before. How could there be no beginning? You see, in your time, the structure, everything has a beginning and an end, everything. Whether it's your life or a piece of string, everything has a beginning and an end. But suddenly, when you get out of this structure of yours and into mine, there is no beginning. It's like a perfect circle where you cannot see any kind of a seam in that circle that would start it or stop it. It always is in a circle. It always is in a circle, always. And as the circle gets smaller and smaller, you realize everything happens at once in the now. That you cannot understand. But that's where you're sitting. Because when you have arrived in your soul energy, something happens. Time changes. So let's be still for a while. There is great love for you. In this audience, every single person, entity, thing, energy, knows who you are. All of them. Everyone. Who could they be? When there is no time, it starts to scramble who they might be. So let's start with the easy part. Everyone you've loved and lost is there. They're sitting in their own section, by the way. I want to call it the compassion section. And you might see a light that starts to shine on them. Is this energy a little bit hard for some of you? I'm asking that for reasons, because that means it's getting more real. That means the portal is actually starting to work for some of you. The light shines on those you've loved and lost, and your takes your breath away. There they are. Well, what happens next will take your breath away more, because they get up and they go on stage, and every single one of them asks you to stand, and they hug you, and they say, I've missed you, but I'm always with you. You know I am. Please understand that I'm still here. I'm with you. And then they say something that, you know, you're going to be able to do this for your children and your friends and your partner, and it'll be your turn, but right now it's mine. And one by one, they come forward to you. Every single one you've loved and lost. And here's the good part. They represent a perfect soul energy, not who they were on earth. So if some of them were difficult, that's not now. They are benevolent, compassionate. There's only love for you, because they know the big picture and they know who you are and what you're doing on the earth. That's just the beginning, dear ones. How long will it take for each one of them to talk to you a while and reminisce on what you were through? And then I ask you right now, is this real or is it not real? Because I'm telling you it's real. Because all of those who you've loved and lost really do exist here. They really do. It's all part of that which is your soul. And that is with you all the time as well. There are many tears. There's much rejoicing as you realize they're not gone. And that's what you needed to hear. That's what you needed to know, so that you can recreate this journey anytime you want to, and absolutely know that there's so much love and benevolence no matter what happened on this planet. while they were alive. Do you know there's a whole other section of the audience that has those who are still living and those who have passed who are not family? What do you think they want? A light goes on and you gasp because they're the ones who have given you a bad time. They're the ones who have betrayed you. They're the ones who yelled at you. Or you don't want to be around those, but you escaped from those. And they're standing up to get on stage. What are you going to do with that? Well, they come at you with tears in their eyes. And they say, we had no idea in that energy who we were, who you are. Forgive us. Forgive us, please. Understand there's only benevolence here in this, your soul, where everything is equalized in love. Everything is equalized in love. And they apologize. Even the ones who are alive, because they have soul parts also that are part of yours. That's called soul sharing, dear ones. Oh, it continues. These are the things that we have covered over and over through 4 years in this circle of 12. I'm just giving you little parts and pieces. How do you feel so far? There's a whole nother group, another part of the audience. It's a big part. There's hundreds of them. And the light shines on them, and you really don't recognize them. Who are these? And all of them smile, and they get up together in unison, and they give you a collective message. We are you. All of the past lives you've ever had on your journey to becoming an old soul represents one chair, and every single one comes up. And over a period of hours and hours and hours, they talk about who you were and what you did, and you remember. One by one, every past life, you, that's who it is. How could they exist as a past life of you when you exist alone and there's only one soul? The answer, don't ask. This is multidimensionality at its best. And every single one of them said, you went through this, all of this, these years, so you could sit here in the wisdom of the 24. And after they sit back down and a day has passed of you having all of this, only a second or two has gone by for you here. And you come lastly to a whole nother group. It's in the dark. You can't see their faces. And by now, you don't know what's coming. What could it be that could be more magnificent than this? This particular part, this last part of the audience, remains in the dark. Now you might say, okay, I understand that, that those are people I haven't met yet on the planet. Yes and no. A great wave of love comes from them. You do understand that this is a love wash for you. This is a love ceremony. This is a love celebration for you. Everybody knows who you are in this audience. Everybody loves you in this audience. Everyone understands you in this audience. Everyone. This is the soul. Your higher self has been here all the time. The golden one is standing around. You can see it all over. In this portal, I want you to know that this is truth. Who are the ones who are in the dark? Almost in unison, and a big wave of love comes to you with an explanation. We are your star family. We know your name too. We know who you are too, and someday you will see us, and we will see you. an entire new kind of reality will open for you. And this will happen while you're alive on the earth. You may look a little different, but you will be alive. Of course, they're speaking of your next incarnation or your next incarnation. It doesn't matter. It's the same you. Do you understand why there's no sting in death now? Do you understand a bigger picture? Do you understand a bigger you? That's what I wanted to tell you about in this circle of 12. Oh, the 12? That represents the structure of physics in that which is the created known universe. Something else you will discover. The 12 is the structure even of your soul. Everything has patterns everywhere. That's just the way it is. I want to invite you to stay there for just a moment and ponder what you've experienced. And when it's time to stand up and leave for the next section of this program, I want you to understand that this is not over. You can go across that bridge anytime you want and experience this anytime you want. You can create your own portal, dear ones. Magnificent you are. Stay for a moment. And so it is.